That is anchor.fm, you guys. Anybody that wants to create a podcast, you can actually do it from your car, from your school, from your job, anywhere. It's really simple and easy. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. First off, thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My supporters are small in numbers, but it is huge. And gratitude. I thank you so much for that. I'm just chilling and relaxing. It's been a very relaxing type of day. I did have to go and do a fingerprint and things like that for another contract that I'm trying to get. I'm about my money, honey. I'm trying to figure out some things. You know what I'm saying? Because the bills ain't gonna stop coming in. I'm trying to debate on whether or not I should go back to school and tweak some classes or not. I'm not sure about that. I'm considering it. That's a lot that that's weighing on me. So we'll figure that out. But on the podcast today, I wanted to talk about insecurities. Because I think for me, I have been dealing with a little insecurities. Oh my God, I'm actually saying that out loud. I'm actually recording this. And it's not because I know I'm not a good looking woman. I'm not beautiful. I'm not smart. I'm not intelligent. I'm not strong. I'm not loyal. I'm not hardworking. I'm not a good mother. It has nothing to do with any of those things. It's the fact that someone crossed me, someone hurt me, someone disappointed me, and then things about them started changing. They started moving different, acting different. And so I found myself tripping, like, you ain't been doing this. Why are you doing this now? Blah, blah, blah. And then I had to like digress because I'm like, girl, you are straight bugging and tripping. And so someone told me that it sounded like I was a little bit insecure. And when they said that, I was like, bitch, I'm not insecure about nothing. You got me all twisted. And then I thought about it and processed it. And I'm like, maybe I am, and just don't realize that I am insecure. For me, insecurity is low self-esteem, unhappiness, unsatisfied with your life, with yourself, with where you're going. You're jealous, you're envious. Just it's those type of borderline of that. And I don't feel any of that. So I think for me is there are some unanswered questions that I had that I never asked because I didn't want the answer to them because I was worried that it would make me not trust them or would make me feel like I was stupid. So I didn't ask those questions. And I think me carrying those things and not really addressing it or dealing with it or coming to an understanding of why I choose not to ask those questions and to try to deal with it and accept it and process and move on from it. I left it sitting there and then it started taking a toll on me. And you know how your mind starts running and you start internalizing all that shit. And for me, I'll wholeheartedly, that's the deal with me. I take things personal. You know, if someone do something to me and I just don't understand why, especially if I'm good to you or I've done my best to try to be good to you or be fair, and you cross me, you do something to me, and then you make me feel like I'm the fool for feeling hurt, that I shouldn't feel hurt for what you did, but you had a right to feel how you felt. It feels personal to me. And not everything is personal. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just do fucked up shit. Sometimes people just do stupid shit. Sometimes people just do things. And it's nothing about you. You had nothing to do with the act itself. It's not because you made this person do it. It's because that person had a thought, had a feeling, and that person went with it. And this was the outcome. And they disappointed you and they let you down. And now you're the one who have to deal with the highs and lows of emotions when you have triggers. Whew, I got it out. I feel better already. But all jokes aside, we are human. We are flawed. We make all type of mistakes. And you live and you learn. And through life, I learn to pick my battles. pick my fights. Not everything is worth me fighting, being angry, being upset about. And I made it my business to not, fuss and argue over everything, have a fight about everything. I promised myself that I would not allow other people unhappiness, frustration, disappointment, or whatever they're feeling in that moment to be projected onto me. Because I've carried a lot of people's burdens, family, friends, you name it. I've carried a lot of their burdens. And it's exhausting. It's very stressful. And it's very tiresome. I have to be honest with you. I've tried to, people used to call me the fixer. It's like, well, you can't fix everything. I never looked at it as fixing. You know what I mean? I wanted people to understand their part in something happening. I wanted people to understand why someone may have been offended at what they said. You know, like, I'm offended that you call me stupid. And what is the reason? Why are you offended? Like, I want to understand, what did I say or do to offend you? I'm one of those people. Even if I don't agree with the fact that I offended you, I can't tell a person how to feel from what I said. I can't tell a person how to receive the message in which I gave them. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I could think I articulated very clearly and they didn't. You know what I'm saying? So I learned to be mindful of that, be more receiving and more respectful of other people's feelings. And so when my family and friends, when they are going through something or they feel in a certain way, or they come to me and talk about their marriage and talk about their children and how they want their children to be happy and how they disappointed their children and things of that nature, I tend to carry a lot of those jish when I shouldn't. And so I made a conscious effort to step back, listen, try to be there the best way that I can. And once I have finished the conversation with them, once that day, that meeting, that company, that relaxation, that chill time, whatever it is, has come to an end with that person, detach from that particular situation. Don't detach from the person, because of course you love the person. They're important to you. They matter. But detach from the situation itself, because it's not me. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that I'm going through. I empathize and I understand what they're going through and how hurtful it is to them. I understand that. I respect that. But this isn't my battle. It took me a long time to get to that point. And so even now in my life, family and friends don't understand that. They get mad with like, we ain't on the same page. You know what I'm saying? Or you act like you don't even care. But I don't care about that. I don't care about that enough to be pissed off and stressed out about it. If I have to go to the doctor because I'm worried about a lump under my breast, you think I give a fuck about trash not being thrown out? You think I give a shit about a cup in the bathroom instead of in the kitchen? Which most time when I have a cup in the bathroom, I end up throwing it away. I know, just clean it, put it in the dishwasher and all that stuff, but I would throw the bitch away. I'm just saying, that's just me. I know. That's just me. But I've learned, and I'm continuing to learn, to pick my battles and not allow every situation to carry it. Like, I don't want to carry other people's jish. Other people not carrying my stuff. When I look around with everything that I have going on, majority of the time when I'm unhappy, I'm sad, I'm stressed, I'm frustrated, I'm overwhelmed, I have 50,000 things to do, I'm carrying it by myself, all of it. Nobody is stepping in and saying, how's your day? How are you doing today? How can I help you? What you need me with? I don't have people in my circle that actually say that. I have people in my circle that expect me to say, hey, I need you to help me do X, Y, Z. Hey, can you help me do this, that? I don't want to have to do this all the time. Unfortunately, if you want help in this day and age in some families, you're going to have to ask. They're not mind readers. But I always think that if I'm giving you X, Y, Z, you mean to tell me sometime you can't give me X and Y? Or at least Z, and I'm giving you X, Y, and Z, but I got to ask you for X, Y, and Z? You can't just give me one of them? That's how I feel. That's how I process things. And so I won't ask for help. And I went through all these different feelings and these different emotions thinking, am I really insecure? Am I really struggling with insecurities and not know that? Because I have had insecurities before, like many of us. I have felt low. I have felt unhappy. I have felt unattractive. I have felt, down on myself. I have felt those things. I have felt miserable because I wasn't where I was wanted to be in my life. I hadn't accomplished the things that I wanted to accomplish. I have been in those places. So it wasn't like it was oh my God, it's impossible. It's just I didn't feel that I was in that place in that moment. And when they said it, it forced me to think. It forced me to sit in my thoughts, sit in my feelings, process them, work through them, and come to the truth and the realization of what I was feeling and what I was going through. And I'm so thankful that me and my friend had that conversation, because I probably would have still been like angry and pissed off. Now, let me be very clear. I still feel that I was disappointed and I was wrong. It didn't have to be. I still feel that a part of me can't fully trust, certain people. I do feel like there are some things that are hidden from me that I don't know the truth about. But that's not something that I should be caring, because I don't know. And clearly they don't want me to know, and they're not going to tell me. And if they want to tell me, hopefully one day they'll get up enough nerves or get up enough courage to say, hey, I was a hoe. I was a hoe, and I'm admitting it. I'm just playing. But they would get up enough nerve to say, hey, yeah, I'm doing XYZ, or yeah, I'm friends with XYZ, or yes, I was created a friendship with such and such, or yeah, I'm going out of town, or you know what I'm saying? At some point, I would think that they would tell me, would share that with me, if that's the truth. But again, I'm not insecure. I'm very well and very happy. But let me just say this. Anyone that are struggling or dealing with low self-esteem, dealing with confidence, just being unhappy with yourself, look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful. Tell yourself that you're amazing. You're intelligent. You're smart. You're strong. That God got you here for a reason. God created you in this image. You're one of a kind. Speak over yourself. Speak over your life. Speak over your happiness, over your success. Speak. Any negative, replace it with nothing but positive. And people, family, friends, they may not see that. When someone call you ugly, bitch, you crazy. I know I'm the shit. You have to tell yourself you're beautiful when you don't have any makeup on. When you are in your rawest state, all the floopers, the freckles, the old hand, looking hands, all of that, tell yourself that you are beautiful, that you are amazing, that you are special, that you are strong. You know, God created you for a reason. There's only one person that's made in your image, and that's you. Everybody is different. You're unique. And it's okay to feel unhappy and uneasy a day. Work through them. Process them. Accept what it is and make a decision to work on what you don't want. What you want to be better. Low self-esteem and unhappiness is a feeling and it's an emotion. That isn't a you. That doesn't mean that that's who you are. That doesn't mean that's your life. That doesn't mean that's your sentence. We are some amazing people, and we're human. And not every day we have a good day. And not every day things are perfect. Not every day we're easy to bounce. It's easy for us to bounce back and keep it moving. Sometimes we are not in a good place. Sometimes we just don't feel like doing shit. And sometimes we feel things towards people that other people, that person may not understand. And I also learned from myself, when a person tell you that you're insecure, usually they're projecting. Because if they're your friends or your loved one or something like that, the automatic thought shouldn't be that you're insecure. It shouldn't be that you have low self-esteem or you're not happy with yourself. If you care about the people in your life, you want to know, hey, what's going on? Why do you feel this way about me? Is it something that I said or something that I did? You know what I'm saying? So be mindful of the family and friends that's around you that project those negative, low self-esteem comments, because that doesn't necessarily mean that's who you are. And if it is, work on it. That's my time, you guys. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. When they go low, we go high like the former first lady. Let your family and friends know that you love them now, because tomorrow ain't promised to any of us. Life is hard. Life is also what we make it. Nothing is easy all the time. Yes, we would love to have some easy, light days, but it's not going to always be that way. And even if we're going through stretches of low self-esteem or feeling insecure, you got to push through that. You have to push through it. Keep fighting to be better every day. That's my time. Peace.